there. Welcome to the Fit Mom Life to the Fullest podcast, where we focus on how we can improve our physical health so that we can enjoy the life God has called us to the absolute fullest. Hello, ladies. Welcome to today's episode. I am so happy to have you here. And as always, I appreciate you taking the time to hang out when there's so many things you could be doing. I hope that you are listening while you are getting other things done, doing some laundry, driving, working out, whatever. That's definitely when I like to listen to podcasts. And today, back for more. We got Benny P in the house.
I'm back.
You caught a recent episode. You know, we're professionals and we don't turn our phones off for the podcast. It's probably
they wouldn't have heard that. That's,
though, for sure they will.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's probably a group message. You might wanna. No.
Eh, whatever. I'll check
it. If it dings again,
I'll check it at the end.
I know, but you. If it dings a million times, I'm saying.
All right.
Anyways, yeah, my husband Ben is back on for more, and we are so happy to have him here. Not only is he my husband, which is fun to have him on, but he's also a personal trainer and strength and conditioning coach, and has trained for longer than a decade. Because he's old. Just kidding. Ben's actually younger than me.
Super old.
Fun fact.
It is. It is a fun fact.
You still didn't silence your phone.
It didn't ding again, did it?
It's gonna.
Oh my god.
I was gonna.
You just want to watch me walk away.
Oh my heavenly day. People listen to this with their children here. I was ready to fill the airtime, but then you never got up, so I had no airtime to fill.
I'm back. Like lightning.
Ben is a professional podcaster, even more professional than I am.
That's right.
And I'm usually doing
transitioned
this in my pajamas,
from training to podcasting.
Yes. All right, we're gonna get down to it. You did not tune in to just listen to us.
Just a little banter. That's all.
Yep, a little aside here. We are gonna talk about though short-term pain versus short-term pain to achieve long-term gain. So
the versus though makes sense because sometimes that's how people feel.
Yeah, it's true. In general, we're basically talking about either saying no to yourself in little instances or saying yes to the hard things. That is all at the expense. The words are not coming with me.
You suffer short-term to achieve a long-term goal, and this could, we're going to talk about fitness here, but man, could this apply to so many different areas in life, and I think people would relate to that, especially in areas like school, spirituality, work, any sort of goal. We'll kind of make it more related to fitness, because that's kind of what this podcast is about, is health and fitness, but this will have a lot of different...
Or is it about gardening and sourdough? No one really
could be.
Okay, anyways.
I feel like I know so much about gardening
and
sourdough.
Yeah, I can have Ben on one day to do a Q&A about that, because he has to listen to me talk about it all the time. But anyways, I think that this is so countercultural, because we live in such an instant gratification world, which is only getting more intense, right? Like, it's really wild. The other day I pulled into a Walgreens because I was getting a photo order, and they had a red box outside, your favorite thing.
I love a good red box. I love a good movie, so a red box is like, oh, man.
Ben's also been, to this day, my husband is still on my phone as Gramps, because that was his nickname in high school. Because he'd walk so slowly to classes. So when we met, like, I don't know if you put yourself in or I put it in.
You put it in.
Oh, there you go. But I put it in as Gramps, and to this day, it's still Gramps. And, like, people will see me texting and be like, oh, you're texting your grandpa. And like, actually, no, it's fine. But I have a picture with it, so now at least, like...
That's true. It's like Benjamin Bugs. My name's Benjamin. It's like he looks really young, but he's Gramps.
Oh, perfect.
You're right.
I've never watched that.
Well, I haven't either.
Oh,
I just,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
I think Brad Pitt's in it.
Really?
I think so. Anyways.
Like, you say it like that's either going to entice me to watch it or turn me off from watching it. Like, I'm neutral to Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
Not really.
Yeah.
You know, I can go either way on that. But anyways, I also hate movies. That is a...
True.
A real...
And there's a couple you like, though, that we watched together. Like, you did like the Dark Knight and the musicals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got super into Hamilton. That was a fire movie.
That was a fire movie. Our son, the other day, Ben loves that phrase, and our 5-year-old was looking for We have like a basket of treats that they get to pick from after Sunday Mass, because straight bribery, like you get a treat if you don't act like you're having an exorcism at Mass. So
short-term and long-term gain.
So we bring the old basket down. He's like, are these the ones Dad said were on fire? I was like, yeah, those are the ones. Anyways.
A little dark chocolate.
What was the point here that I was getting to? Instant gratification. So, yeah, Redbox, that's how we got there, is that I was thinking about, like, wow, that's so funny that at least, like, I used to think of that as, like, such, quote-unquote, like, instant gratification. You literally still had to drive to a Redbox, pick a movie, but you got to take it home and watch it right away. You didn't have to, like, wait for it to come, or if you, like, back in the day went to Blockbuster and they were out of your movie, or like we did the poor person's Blockbuster, which I was not poor growing up, but like going to the library and like putting it on hold, or like looking it up on the computer to put it on hold, then you had to like wait till it came in.
I'm still really salty that I never had a library membership growing up as a kid. Like, I missed out on a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Blockbuster though was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went and just like, it took you just as long to pick them. It probably took you about 3 hours. Ben, this is, I think, why I don't like watching movies primarily, is because Ben loves to, like, watch all of the trailers for them. The, like, if he's interested in 10, we're watching 10 trailers, and then he's going to, like, it is never less than a half hour before you make a choice.
We decide on a movie and then, like, watch it in the future.
Yes.
Like, oh, we both want to watch Hamilton.
Because by now you know I'm not sitting down to do the, like, let's pick it for an hour. Correct. But that's enjoyable.
And you'll
to
still,
you.
Like, knit throughout the movie, which I'm like, how do you. Yeah. I don't get it. I
but
can
that's
only
enjoyable
focus on
to you.
The movie.
Like, yeah. You know, it's it like is. I like to peruse through bookstores. You like to watch a lot of trailers.
True. That's got to be an old person thing to do, too. It's yeah, another reason probably. I'm called Grams.
Okay.
Anyways, we'll get to it.
We just said that we were going to make this a short episode because we always make it too long when we're on together. But anyway, Redbox used to be my idea of instant gratification, or a Blockbuster. And now it's like, okay, you can obviously like download things immediately, whatever. We don't have to wait for anything. And I think that that is harming us in, like you said, so many different areas, not just health and fitness, although we're going to apply this more to health and fitness. Because that is such an obstacle, where I'll have clients who are like, this isn't working fast enough. I've been eating healthy for, I'm not kidding, guys, like 4 days. And they haven't even been doing it 100%. They've been like half-assing it and still saying like, oh, why don't I see change? Because it's been 2 days and you literally, you ate an entire pizza one of the days. Like, it's not going to work out.
There's all these stupid ads out there that like lose 10 pounds in 7 days and
yes.
all this stuff. And there's no caveat to, is that sustainable?
Are you losing water?
And like, short
weight?
Answer,
right.
Like, no. Like, if you want to actually have something sustainable, it's going to take time.
Right.
It's going to take time.
Which, if you're newer to the podcast, both of us promote a more sustainable approach to fat loss and weight loss, which would be, we like tracking macros or eating intuitively, which you're prioritizing like 80% whole clean foods, 20% treats. And yeah, because right from the beginning, you get to still incorporate treats. And, you know, it's not super restrictive. The weight's not going to fall off because it's not going to be water weight. It's going to be actual body fat, which is great. That's what changes your body composition. That's what's sustainable about it. But it is slower. And admittedly, like, that's what makes women want to stop before they see anything. They're getting, like, before they can even get traction or get momentum, they are wanting to pull the plug because they're not seeing results. So first thing I just want to say, this is so countercultural to everything else that's going on in the age of instant everything. You can be like thinking about a product and get it delivered to your door in less than a day. You can get food DoorDash to yourself. We are not a society that believes in short-term pain of anything. Same thing, like if you want to apply it to budgeting, you know, you used to, and or some people still do, save up to get something. Now it's just like, I want it right now, I'll pay it off later. You know, that is the way that the majority of our culture goes. And
like, guess what? We have a big debt problem and we have a big obesity problem. And both of those factor into the instant gratification of our time.
Yeah.
So, you know, the results don't lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a little more of...
So, what you need...
Application.
To do like to fix this is you have to have the long-term goal at the front of your mind, or be reminded of it to stay in the short-term moment. Meaning, like, day-to-day, there's going to be a short-term suffering of, if you're following a nutrition plan, we're not going to call it a diet because there's, you know, stigma attached to that, but a nutrition plan, you're going to have sacrifices in there. And like, you know, Brent and I said, we kind of enjoy the concept of like being able to incorporate a treat in there because we're human and it helps kind of, you know, balance it out. So you're not full send and then you burn out. But there is the short-term sacrifice in there. And if you're not reminded of the long-term goal, the short-term sacrifice does not seem worth it because it takes time. And anything valuable in life usually takes time, and you have to be reminded of the long-term goal. And so practical ways to do this would be like to put it somewhere where you're going to be reminded of it, whether it's on your bedstand, on your fridge, in your phone in an alarm, at your office, like something where in your schedule, something where you're reminded of what you're trying to achieve here and why it matters to you. Mm-hmm. And then you will be willing to go through the short-term sacrifice, whether it's losing weight, gaining muscle, a combination of both, achieving a healthier relationship with food and those leading to those things. I mean, a number of things here, but there has to be that reminder of I'm willing to do these things for the long-term goal that I'm trying to achieve.
Yeah, and I like that you led us down the path of goals, because first and foremost, you've got to have something you are working towards, but make sure that it's something that you can measure or that's really tangible to you. Like, it is daunting to say you need to lose 30 pounds or are trying to lose 30 pounds post-baby or something like that. That's a very, like, familiar number I'll hear with women who come to me after having a baby, is maybe they've gained 50 pounds during pregnancy and they kind of just naturally lost the 20, but they've got 30 pounds that stick around. They'll say, okay, I want to lose 30 pounds. Okay, well, if that is your long-term goal, that can be hard to hold on to because it's not going to just fall off overnight, and it's not going to come off after a month, usually, typically, right? For doing it sustainably and doing it the smart way. So breaking it down to, this is kind of more, I have a lot of episodes about goal setting and you can peruse back on through, but like Ben said, have the reminder in front of you, have it called to your attention multiple times a day, at least daily, but also like break that down into micro goals then, or at least like the actionable steps you're taking to achieve that goal. Like say you're trying to lose 30 pounds. Okay, well maybe you're going to try to lose 5 pounds in 1 month. But maybe even further down, because that's also like, okay, every day you're looking at lose 5 pounds this month. Okay, well, great. No, but how am I going to do that? I'm going to eat 80% whole clean foods, 20% treats, and I'm going to nail all 5 of my workouts every single week. So maybe that is what I put on a post-it. Like, did you do your workout today? Did you eat 80% or like eat 80-20 today? Smiley face, like, something that you can actively and proactively actually do every day or not do that is going to push you closer to your goals. And maybe it's like you have little, you know, there's a lot of different ways you can go after your goals. You can have little rewards in there that are like non-food related that are like, okay, if I get all my workouts in this month, I get to go whatever to the river by myself for the day and read a book. Like that's something that I would put as my that would be a right. reward to me.
That's right.
So like maybe that's what you put on a post-it, like think about the river ! So that's your reminder, like that's the cue to yourself to get your workouts in.
Yeah, there should be something that motivates you on there, but the motivation is not what you rely on. The habits and the action items are what we rely on, because human behavior plays a factor here since we're all human. And so going back to like, yeah, the goal has to be SMART, and that's actually like an acronym. It stands for specific, measurable, attainable,
realistic,
and timed. Yep. So I want to lose 30 pounds. Okay, the 30 pounds part is specific. Is it measurable? Yes, you can measure whether you did or not. Is it attainable? Is it attainable for you? Depends who you are. You know, mm-hmm. for someone who's 140 pounds, that's probably a bit of a stretch normally. Realistic, again, is it realistic for you? And then time. So that's where you'd have to say, I want to lose 30 pounds in like 6 months. And so that's where the setting comes from. You make sure it hits those 5 categories, and then you go next to your checklist of how am I actually going to do this? You know, like Britt said, 80-20, the 5 workouts a week. And then once I do those things, there's the reward. So you got the checklist, you got the reward. You can maybe rely on that motivation of the rewards along the way and how you're going to look and feel at the end. And so these things will help you stay on track, because when you're at week two and you're at that third workout of the week and you feel like pressing the snooze, or you feel like skipping it, or you feel like binging, you have to keep the long-term goal in mind, because those short-term setbacks can really mess you up mentally and feel like you have to completely start all over again or give up. And that's where the long-term goal has to be kept in mind, so you keep the short-term progress rolling.
And a lot of times there's a lot that's brought to the table here, because what I'll hear with a lot of my clients is really just, to say it bluntly, like excuses when it comes to it of like, well, I did really well Monday through Wednesday, but then I, you know, had PMS cravings, so Wednesday my diet went off the rails. Or like, I did really well Monday through Friday, but then my in-laws came over and I didn't know they were going to bring donuts, and then I like went off the rails. And so many times it's already just so ingrained in us to take that out, take that excuse, and like it's like full stop there. They're telling me it like it's just like that's how it had to happen. Where if you are keeping your long-term goals in front of mind, and you were okay with temporarily missing out on something in those, you know, situations, and be saying no to something indulgent, you know, and we're obviously not about total restriction. So maybe that would have looked like having one donut or half a donut or a couple bites of a donut, instead of like the opposite of just going off the rails with it, because, well, they brought over donuts, so you might as well just eat everything else. And then you've already ruined the night, so you might as well have some drinks, and like, you know, onward and forward. It's very common for us to just like state them as facts. Like, well, this is what happened, so that's it. Where if we're keeping, again, front of mind, like what we're actually working for, it becomes easier to, I don't want to say easier, it's difficult because we're letting our feelings get in the way. I'll say a lot of times on this podcast, we need to talk to ourselves and not listen to ourselves, because once we start listening to ourselves, it's like, oh, do I want that? Oh, I deserve it. Oh, well. And then like in that example, if maybe, you know, you had a bad day or had cravings and then you gave in to one and then you just let it go. A lot of times there's so much that goes into that of like, oh, see, now I just went off a diet because I'm the person. You're already in your head is like, I'm the person that fails at diets. Whereas, like, nope, I'm the person that's sticking to, you know, fat loss right now, and this is not going to get me any closer to my goals, so I'm not doing it. Like, tell yourself no.
The heart can't always lead. Sometimes the mind has to, because if you always let the heart lead with, like, emotions, and that's just, you know, a metaphor of the heart, but you've always let the emotions lead, yeah, instead of the intellect of knowing what you're supposed to do, and that's where you get yourself in trouble.
And you know what? In general, I can never quote scripture properly, but, like, this is not, we're also not making this up. This is not coming from us. Like, yes, we're applying to health and fitness, but that's all over scripture and all over, you know, the writings of the saints and whatnot. Is like, if anything, if you don't feel like praying that day, you can't just go with your emotion on it. Like, well, I didn't feel like it, so I didn't do it. You know, that doesn't work in other areas of life. Like, I didn't feel like doing my workout, so I just didn't. But then we still want the result of having done our workouts. Like, we want to feel better. We want to not have pain in our joints from carrying on extra weight and whatnot. And, like, that's kind of, like, choose your hard as well. It's, like, being overweight's hard. Getting your workouts done is hard. Like,
right,
saying no to desserts when everybody's going in on them can be hard. But, like, not being able to fit in any of your clothes and not wanting to do your daily activities because you can't find something to wear is also hard.
Yeah. Feeling like junk is hard. Yeah. Having, you know, low energy is hard. And those things lead to low motivation and on and on. So keep the long-term goal in mind. Find a way to remind yourself of it so you stay on track.
And the more you can automate things or just make things like very black and white, I think is helpful so that your emotions don't even have to come into play. One example that I've told clients before is prior to our wedding, actually, as we were engaged and I was working full time as a teacher, And if you're a teacher, know someone who's a teacher, you know that that staff room is always absolutely teeming with treats. Like, it's always baked goods everywhere or staff lunch this or whatever. And I just came to the point where I was sick of doing the, like, should I eat something from here? Should I not? Ooh, does that look good? Oh, I don't know. You know, trying to figure out if it was going to be part of my 20% or, you know, my 20% was starting to become 40% of treats. And I just had to make a rule for myself, like, no treats at work. No food from the staff room at work. So I took the emotion out of it. I took the temptation out of it. It was just a rule that I was going to live by that I was, like, personally self-inflicted that I – now I did not even have to, like, do the debate with myself. I didn't have to look at it. And it was – I kind of told myself while I was thinking about this, like, well, Britt, like, food is food. Like, it's not the last time you're ever going to see something. So if something looked really good to me, then I could always go get it another time, like, outside of school. If, like, I walked by and they were having a Chipotle lunch, like, that's a kind of bad example because Chipotle can be done very healthily. But say somebody brought in donuts and it was like, I'm on a donut kick today with my examples.
I know.
I'm like,
no, I want donuts.
I was just talking to Josh about how it's almost apple cider donut season. Oh, I do make is. Really killer apple cider donuts.
Super fire.
Again, 20% treats. But anyways, like, that gave me freedom to just be able to walk by and not have to debate with myself. And if I did catch my eye and it looked really good, or I saw everybody walking around with it, it'd be like, okay, if I really want a donut later, I can drive and get it. The amount of times that I went out to get whatever I saw was probably zero, like maybe one at best in that year. But it was like, my goal was to feel my personal best in my dress and on that day and have energy and whatnot. And that was one way it helped me to take my emotions out of it. So the more you can automate things and not make things rely on your emotions, just the better, because we are not wired to want the short-term pain. We are, as humans, designed to crave comfort. We are designed to go with what is easy, with what is, like, just simplest to us, which is going to provide us comfort. We're creatures of comfort. So all of this is very contrary to ourselves, really.
Yeah, contrary to our nature. Contrary to our nature. And that's just the reality. So you got to face reality and accept that it's going to involve some level of work.
It's got to face reality, guys.
That's right.
That's a soundbite from today. Just face reality.
Face reality.
And also, I will say, like, you can't have it both ways, because Ben and I both have had seasons where it's like, we do want to enjoy life a little bit more. There are certain things we don't want to offer up as, like, a short-term pain. Like, we don't want to get up extra early to do a workout, or we don't want to say no to having a drink on a Saturday night because that is a way we are enjoying life. Then we know that that's what we're working with and that that's what we're doing. We're not trying to, like, have our cake and eat it too and be like, I want to be in the peak. Like, I was not saying this year, and I had some friends who did, which is great and awesome for them. Like, I want to be in the best shape of my life at 30. I'm like, I don't. Because when I was in the best shape of my life, I was working out twice a day. And I was very restrictive with food, where I'd have pizza once a year at Super Bowl. Like,
and no kids. And there's just a lot of factors. And I was like, yeah.
Well, yeah. But even so, like, I didn't want that anyways. If I was going to make the time to get up super early or stay up late and get into workouts a day, I didn't want to do that. There's other things I want to do. My priorities have changed. Yeah. My life's changed. So that's also fine. Like, as always, I talk about this a lot on the podcast, like, be realistic with your goals. But if it is something you're setting as a goal, then you do need to be prepared to sacrifice for it.
No matter what, that level could fluctuate, but there's going to involve some level there. Right. So
if you're 100 pounds overweight, you shouldn't be sitting there saying, well, it is what it is, and I'm just going to enjoy all the short-term pleasure instead, because this is the way I want to live. Because what is your quality of life then? So there's, of course, like, guardrails to what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's unhealthy, and, you know, we want everyone on this podcast to attain a level of healthiness and a level of fitness that improves their life and improves the lives of people around them. This isn't some sort of, like, selfish motivation here at the end. It's in the sense of service and respect for your body and everything. So realize that involves you to short-term pain, face reality, long-term goal is worth it.
There you go.
Bam.
but you posted on your steering wheel.
That's right.
As with the other episode, do you want to leave them with a cliffhanger for a future episode so you can make sure you're back on? Not today. I hit you with that out of nowhere.
We already said I'm going to be back on for race recap.
Maybe, yeah.
So now I got three. Wow. I thought it was a 1-2 punch.
Hey.
Wow. Got to throw the hook in at the end.
There you go.
Awesome.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Giving up your Thursday night.
Oh, it's not giving it up, hon. I'm with you.
Oh, man. It's not football season, though, yet, so.
That's true.
Thursday night football.
You wouldn't be podcasting if it wasn't
I would
either.
Not be podcasting. All right. I would still be drinking a beer like I am right now.
That's right.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us. If you have any questions or comments or anything that you need help with, shoot me an email at fitbomblifetothefullest@gmail.com. And as always, you can check out all the ways that we can work together, the programs that I have available to you and to work with you over at fitmomlifetothefullest.com. So thank you so much, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you next time.